See ya.
Gotta watch it. I'll see you with America's
name. What about him? All right, good morning.
Morning, Doug. Doug, how's Jordan Hicks's ankle, and will he practice today?
It's good. Yes, he will. He'll go, and he's doing fine. So should be no issues, no setbacks.
When you lose a guy like Chris Maragos, how tough is it to replace not just his play, but the leadership he gives you guys?
It's hard. You know, great, not only a great football player, but just a great person, great man, great leader on the team, in the locker room, on and off the football field. It's hard, but again, it's something we've been faced with already this season, and next man steps up and fills that role.
Who is that next man on the special teams? Like, how do you fill his role?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's got to be a little bit by committee. Corey Graham's going to have a role in there. Jalen Watkins is going to have a role. Corey Clement's going to have a role. So it's going to have to be probably by committee as we go until we can really solidify one guy.
Hey, Gary, will he have a role on if he dresses out? Will he have a role on special teams? Is he ready to do that?
Yeah, if he makes the dress, the cut, I guess, so to speak, for game day, for sure he'd have a role. Yes.
Was the guy that opposing return teams really targeted to kind of take out of the equation?
I think he's one of them. You know, I think we have some really good teams players. Trey Burton, Najee Good, Maragos is one. You know, but yeah, I think teams did target. You know, the guys that are at the top of the leaderboard and making tackles, making plays, who can be disruptive on teams, definitely find those guys and try to put some hands on them for sure.
Is Nate Garrett staying at linebacker, or is there plans to move him this week?
As of right now, linebacker. Yeah.
Look, every team talks about next man in. Every team has injuries. Why do you think you guys have been able to deal with them so well?
One, I think that we don't make a big deal over the actual injury. It's part of the game. It's part of football. And I think too, one of the things that we've done, I think, a good job, but we kind of implemented it back in OTAs, was we began a developmental program with some of our younger players. And getting them more reps, whether it was splitting the two fields or spending time after practice. Coaches do a great job spending time with their younger players and that next guy, that next man. And I think that's been a big part of why there hasn't been a significant drop off in the play.
What was near the tail end of that 4 to 6 week time frame? Is he going to practice this week, and do you anticipate him playing on Monday?
He's actually going to practice this week, and I can't commit at this time if he's going to be ready, but we're going to get him some reps this week, and then see where he's at. But he's doing extremely well.
What are the biggest differences you see with the Redskins now than the team you saw week one?
I just think that they're a little more in sync on offense, the passing game. Of course, the running game has always been big for them. Their offensive line is playing extremely well, probably one of the tops in the league. Defensively, it's not a fancy or an overly the scheme is not, I don't want to say creative, but it's very simple for the guys, and they're playing fast and they're making plays on defense. And I just think that's the consistency that you're seeing from them. And obviously the quarterback, Kirk, has done a really good job of not turning the ball over and giving them the time of possession is really high. I think it's in the top three, I think, in the league. And they're scoring points. So it's a little more consistency overall.
What was the response from the NFL in regards to your comments to them about the officiating crew from the last game?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. What would Darby need to show you this week to feel confident putting him back in the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with the time off, there's a lot of things that are involved. I mean, conditioning, number one, is probably the most important thing. How sore does he get during the week? And by no means do I want to rush him back and just say, hey, we said this is the week or whatever, let's go play. I mean, there's a lot of factors that have to be sort of right. Stars have to align in order for him to be ready to go. But this week will be good just to get back and begin that process of practicing and getting that conditioning back.
And
Chris Thompson of the Redskins said that he's going to leave. He told his family that they can't go to the game on Monday night. Number one, do you think that's a wise call? And two, the intimidation factor that the Eagles fans and the link presents, how much of that is a benefit for you guys?
Well, I just know that playing at home is a great advantage for us. Our fans are great. They're energetic. I love playing at the link. I hope every family can come watch their sons play. I mean, I think it's important that they're there and have a chance to watch their siblings play, and brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents. And that's the thing about it right now in the league is every home stadium is great for the home team, and ours is no different. We're just excited now to be finally getting a stretch of games where we can play in front of our fans.
We talk about X's and O's a lot. How do you manage the expectations with outside the building? Do you address it? Obviously, this team's had a lot of success early. Is that something you focus on, trying to keep the guys?
Yeah, I do. I do focus on it, and I have to. And for me, it's about winning this week and nothing further. A lot of football left. And, if you remember, I think we were 4-2 at this time last year. And we got to be mindful of that. And those are the things that motivate us and keep us going. There can't be a letdown. It's my job not to have that letdown with the team. And so I continue to address it with them and keep them focused that way.
Doug, with Lane Johnson back, does Big V go back to your tackle-eligible plays?
Yeah.
How did Sam Al do in that role?
He did well. It was good to see him out there last week or last Thursday. And we'll continue to keep him coming, but he did a nice job.
So you played on a Super Bowl winning team. What is required of a team in a locker room, to get that far and win it all? And does this team have any sort of similar qualities that you see in being special?
The biggest thing, that's a great question, because the biggest thing that I remember from that team is it was always just the next game. It was always focused on the next game. You could honestly throw the wins and losses away. It was winning that week, being 1-0 that week. And if you stack enough of those up, obviously you put yourself in a position to be in the postseason. So, and the other thing is I talk a lot with the team about ownership. And this is that time of year, we're getting in that stretch of games, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, that stretch of games where teams begin to separate themselves. And we can't have any letdown, setbacks. And we got to just be full steam ahead. And it's about doing the little things now, meaning rest and hydration and extra study or extra conditioning, things that sometimes you lose sight of in all the wins and the success that a team has had. And again, it falls back on my shoulders to make sure that the guys are doing those things at this time of the year.
Doug, when Darby got hurt, Rasul hadn't played yet. He was inactive in the opener, and Patrick Robinson hadn't really blossomed yet as a player. Can you just kind of talk about when you're full strength, when he's back, what you have at that position and what you've learned about those guys since he's been out?
Yeah, when we finally get to that point, obviously it'll be great to have the full complement of your secondary guys back. The biggest thing is that Rasul's played, and he's played in some big games and made some big plays for us, a couple interceptions, and he's just getting better. Obviously, it gives us great depth now at that corner position. Patrick has really been a real bright spot in our secondary. He's been able to play outside and inside. His versatility there, and really moving him to inside. Earlier in the year, just took a lot of pressure off Malcolm, on the back end, leaves him back at safety at times. And it just gives the defense a little more versatility with the personnel that we have. And it's something that, we're beginning to kind of get our guys back again. That's the exciting part.
What have you seen out of Wentz to Hurts this season as they continue to develop? They're finding a lot of success, especially on third down.
Yeah, these two guys – They're attached at the hip, they're constantly walking around the building and talking ball, and they're working at practice, and it's just that chemistry that a quarterback and receiver or a tight end in this case have, and it's something that you know, it develops over time. Even though it's been a short time, it has developed, and they continue to work at it, and it's been a big bright spot for us offensively.
Malcolm has taken on a lot of responsibility both on the field with the injuries in the secondary and then off the field. You see him Monday, the league meeting with Jeffrey. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like to have him both on the field and what he meant and then off the field and what he's doing?
He's been very instrumental, obviously, in the success that we've had, you know, this time of the year with the you know, this first six games on the football field. He's a leader in the locker room. He knows how to get the guys and kind of rally the troops from a football standpoint. Smart guy. He and Rodney both back there have been real bright spots in our secondary, and his versatility, you know, as well, being able to play some nickel spots. And then, you know, you carry it forward to the things he's doing, you know, off the field, and his representation of a lot of players around the National Football League and the issues at hand. And you know, for him to kind of come forward and lead in that way, you know, a collaborative effort, I think just speaks volumes of who he is and the type of person he is and the great character, man of character that he is, not only for the Philadelphia Eagles, but obviously for our community.
Doug, it seems like your players are a lot more expressive this year. Do you see that, and have you encouraged that, celebrations and different things?
Well, you know, as you know, the league, the policy change for celebrations, you know, opened it up a little bit. And listen, I love watching our guys have fun that way, within the rules, obviously. I don't want to get a 15-yarder and set us back on a kickoff. But, you know, I want them to express themselves, you know, personally. I let their personalities show on the field. Let our fans, let them see them. Let our fans see our guys having fun, enjoying football. That's so important, you know, that bond. I mean, this game is hard enough if you can't enjoy it and enjoy it with your teammates, you know. So I encourage that. And then I think, too, even the off-the-field stuff that we're seeing, I think, one, the league is encouraging it. Teams are encouraging it. And, listen, these guys have lives outside of this building. We all have lives outside this building. And you know, everything we do and everything in the community affects everybody, you know. And we're not immune to it. Players aren't immune to it. Our families, you know, we might be here today, but our wives and our children are out in the community, you know, living it every day. So I just think it's something that is going to continue to grow. I think you're going to see more and more people getting more involved, and I think it's a great thing.
How's Wendell progressing? Do you envision him playing Monday? If so, would he sort of slip back into the same role before the injury?
Wendell's doing well. He'll get you know, he'll be limited to start the week, but we'll increase his role as the week goes on and see where he's at. But you know, right now he's in a really good position to help us again, and I do see him you know, back kind of in the same role that he had you know, prior to the injury. But it's all based on how he practices this week and see where his conditioning is also as we go throughout this week.
When you signed Chris Long during in the offseason, how important was his ability to fit into a locker room, what he brings to a locker room in the whole equation?
Yeah, you know, Chris is one of those guys, that a veteran player. He's been on a world championship football team. He knows how to practice. He knows how, you know, from a leadership standpoint, he knows how to talk to the guys and get the guys you know, either motivated for practice or games. And I just think just his overall presence, the things that he has done, you know, even on a limited basis, limited role, makes a big impact in what the defense is doing, obviously. And then again, it's just a lot like Malcolm, the things he's doing, you know, off the field too, is speaks volumes of his character and the leadership that he has in that locker room.
All right, thanks, guys.